Good morning, Rosemary.
Can you tell us what we can expect to be reading about in our paper this week?
Our lead story this week is about staff at McDonald's Caboolture City taking part in Clean Up Australia Day. They had their clean up last Thursday afternoon, with the staff picking up rubbish in the area north and south of the restaurant, which is on Beerburrum Road. Elsewhere in the newspaper is a section devoted to International Women's Day. Many women in the region are profiled and are recognised for the contributions they make. A feature story in this week's newspaper is about Roger Vickery, the former four-wheel drive presenter on Channel 7 program Creek to Coast. He now owns ARB in Caboolture, and he's happy to offer advice for people who are planning a road trip. This Saturday, there's a couple of distinct events in the region. Tibbergargan Masonic Lodge will have its installation and also mark the 100-year anniversary of the formation of the lodge. The banquet starts at Sports Central Caboolture at 5:30pm. From 3pm to 6pm at Wamuran State School this Saturday, a free family fun day will be held, organised by the Wamuran Lions Club. There's something for people of all ages, as entertainment includes a giant slide, teacup ride, jumping castle, live music, food and drink stalls, wildlife experience, face painting, raffle prizes, a classic car show, and much, much more. So yes, plenty of activity at this family fun day at the Wamuran State School Oval this Saturday afternoon. In sport, there's plenty happening, not to forget the Dolphins making a successful start to their NRL campaign. Also in rugby league, the Caboolture and Stanley River Junior Rugby League had teams taking part in a pre-season competition in Charleville, where they had a great time on and off the field. One Stanley River Rugby League Junior earned selection for the Queensland Representative School Sports State Championships, which will take place in Townsville. Mitchell Duncan of Woodford was one of 10 athletes chosen for the Queensland Junior Wheelchair Basketball State Team, which will compete next month. Good luck to Mitchell, who's only 18 years of age. Good luck also to the Caboolture Division 1 and 6 cricket teams, which will play in the Sunshine Coast Cricket Final Series this weekend, with the winning teams going on to play in the Grand Final. Lastly, there was big news for the Narangba Eagles Senior Men's Soccer Team, which competed in the Australia Cup for the first time and recorded a victory. Some have likened the Australia Cup to England's FA Cup, so it was a notable achievement for the Narangba Eagles. There's these items and plenty more in this week's Moreton Bay Sentinel News. This is Liam reporting for 101.5 FM.